lie. I be rolling with you, mommy. I be feeling the motion. When I'm inside you, I be deep as the ocean. When it comes to your love, can't lie. It be strong as a potion. That's why me and you forever be coasting. Let's roll.
Co-pilot on the passenger side. Be so fly. Yeah. She so lit. We so high. Just me and my chick. Yeah. Just me and my chick. Yeah. Co-pilot.
Yo, what's up, y'all? Welcome to another one, man. And y'all know who it is, man. It's your boy, Rob One. And this is Sparking Conversation, yo. Well, y'all know what we do each and every week. We sit up here and we talk to some of the world's most interesting people. But tonight, not so much so, right? Like, tonight, we're not going to really talk with anyone tonight. I'm not going to have any guests on or anything tonight. It's some information I want to give out, right? And the first thing I wanted to do is, you know, I always try to look at this platform as a platform where, you know, I try to give something, right? Not just each and every week, you know, I try to talk to as many people that are willing to come on the platform and share their story, right? That's number one. Number two, I am an advocate for impacted families where, you know, at this particular point in the game, you know, anything can happen to you. It's things that's happening to other people that can technically happen to you. And I think that when it comes down to this whole thing that we're doing, it's got to be somebody somewhere who actually gives a damn about people in general, right? It doesn't always mean that something is going to come back to them, right? And so that's how I feel. And I feel like with the impacted families, helping them also was helping myself too, because any of these things that happen to these people that come on here and they talk about the things that happen to them, it could easily happen to me. It could easily happen to you. And I think that if it did, you will want people to give you information. You will want people who have been there that could kind of talk you through things. You're going to feel times where you're going to want to jump off the ledge. But you need some people that can relate to you, right? They can relate to you in a way that maybe you could reach out to them and then they could talk to you, talk you through things and help you, you know, make it to the next day so you can continue to fight, right? So that's one of the main reasons why I love allowing those people to come up on the platform and share their story, right? And it's a bunch of different stories out here that I would like to talk about on this platform. But before I get into all that, let me do like I always do. I want to make sure I give thanks. Thanks to all of you guys that download the audio version of this podcast. You guys are the real MVP. I definitely appreciate y'all because you guys go out there each and every week and y'all listen to us, which is really dope because you technically could be listening to anybody in the world, but you choose to listen to us. So I definitely appreciate y'all. Thank y'all so much. I also want to give a shout out to all you guys that click the links in the description. Remember, all the links in the description are to information and things that could definitely help you, right? So, you know, as one of the things that's in there is that I don't want you guys to forget that we did partner with Webull, right? So Webull is giving out free stocks. And like I tell y'all all the time, you know, things are changing. I want y'all to pay attention. We're going to talk about a few things tonight, right? But I want you guys to pay attention. Remember, the partners at Webull are giving out free stocks. All you got to do is open up a brokerage account. You could download the app right on your phone and open up a brokerage account. Brokerage account, you can open it up for a penny if you want to. You can put a dollar in there, whatever you want. Then they're going to send you free stocks. Now, with these free stocks, they could range from anything. And it's up to $1,500. I think some of them is like $2,200. Not per stock, but that's up to how much money you can receive in stocks. There'll be random stocks, yeah, for sure. But with those random stocks that you're given for free, you can take that information that you learn about those stocks and watching how they grow and how they fall. And you can learn about the companies, learn about the CEOs that are running these companies. They have a thing called white pages. Right? White Pages breaks down the whole thing about the company. It breaks down the directive of the company. And it also breaks down who the actual CEO and the people that's running the company. So you can also look them up and figure out what's going on. But you can follow the money in order for you to understand how you can get that freedom that you're looking for. So I'm glad that all of y'all are paying attention to that. Thank y'all. And for those of you guys that are clicking on the link to get the free ebook, to download the free ebook, the credit ebook that breaks down the difference between business credit and personal credit, thank you to all the people that are clicking on that link, because all of you guys that are clicking on that link, you're getting pertinent information that can help you navigate through the way that things are changing. Remember, some of you guys are having issues with your personal credit. Why not develop business credit? Business credit is something that you can keep developing over and over again, right? And it doesn't affect your personal credit. And that's what you want. You want to be able to live your life in freedom, but not have it affect you personally, right? Sometimes things don't work. But sometimes things do. So either way it goes, you should be protected at all costs, right? So thank you to all the people that clicked the links on the ebook that's getting that information, because that's what it's about, giving out that information and not being a gatekeeper and holding it back, right? All right, back. So now that that's out the way, I want to give a special shout out to all the people who have celebrated Juneteenth, right? Juneteenth has just passed last week. You know, I wasn't able to have a show during the time that Juneteenth was, so now we're going to talk about it, because what I want to do is I want to talk about Juneteenth in a way that I'm sure a lot of people are probably not thinking about right now, right? Because we also have 4th of July coming up, and both of these days are centered around what they call independence, right? You got Juneteenth, and you also have 4th of July. So between the both of these dates are centered around what is considered getting your freedom, right? Or, you know, your emancipation, or, you know, whatever people call their independence. So that's what these couple of days was about. But tonight I want to talk to you guys about a few things, right? Because I think it's important that we understand how things are being used against us, right? Because there's so much propaganda going on out there in the world, and I know it's a million and one podcast, right? And on all these different platforms, you got people who are giving their basic opinion on things. And so many people can have so much conviction in that that it could sound like a matter of fact, not just their opinion, but it could sound like a real fact, because they be dead on it. They be, you know, so enthused about the information that they have. But tonight, I want to give y'all something about these different things, right? Because a lot of times, I know I get up here and I say things. I say things about freedom. I say things about organization and coming together. And I say things about investment. And I say all these things. And I think that people think I just say these things because they're cool to say, or they're talking points, or there's a thing that I'm trying to do. Because it's not. Remember, a lot of the times I have people come up on the platform, they are impacted families. Since the beginning of the year, I've been having impacted families mostly that come up on the platform. And when I talk about organization, I mean just this. Now, just think about this right here. Most people don't understand the difference between trending topic and a viral moment, right? People think that when it comes to social media, you just put a video out there and it automatically goes viral, and that's the name of the game. People don't think that your content is pertinent, or even your platform or whatever you're doing is pertinent, because they think that that's the what is really the deal, is going viral. But it's not. Most people that understand business and understand how this thing goes, it's about trending topics, right? Trending topics are caused and by hashtags. And people don't understand the importance of hashtags. That's why I think that when it comes to social media presence and social media marketing, a lot of people don't get the response that they're supposed to get based on the things that they post, because they don't understand the importance of hashtags. Hashtags is what causes you to have a trending topic. Now, remember, a lot of times when a topic is trending and people are looking for what the trending topic is, remember, all of these platforms that are podcasts, these news places, all of these places, they're looking for to find out what everyone is talking about. So then here, they can fit content within that algorithm to get the most views or get the most engagement, right? So what I want to make sure is that y'all just don't understand. The more that I keep continuing on this platform, I can see it. People are going to start to get it. Just like the impacted families that come on. Just imagine if all of them start to get around certain hashtags. That means every time they post a piece of content, they put in this hashtag. I mean, every time that they get on social media, I don't care whether it's Facebook, whether it's Instagram, or whether it's X, whether it's fan base, right? When you get on these platforms, all you got to do is type in that hashtag, whether it be impacted families, whether it be justice for, right? And then you can, and then all of the content will line up right there for you, so you can look for it and you can see. But what that also does is create what is considered a trending topic. A trending topic is what's going to be pushed up the algorithm even more, because that's what people are talking about. And with trending topics, it's not just a flash in the pan like a viral moment. Anybody could put up something, you know, sensational, or people could put up something funny and then it automatically goes viral. But even that is a myth. It's not an automatic thing. What happens is that means people share it. They engage with that piece of content in order for it to get out there to the masses, where these platforms will promote that piece of content out there because they want as many eyes and want you on there for advertisers, right? So they want you on the platform. So when these things go and they get all of these things, they use these people's content to put ads on top of in order to get in front of your eyes, because you guys are watching this, or it's trending, or it's important to you, and they move it around, right? All right, so we understand that that's what goes with the algorithm. So whenever, just imagine, whenever these impacted families start to really get around that hashtag, impacted families, I mean, just posting every time they post about their lost loved one or whatever the situation is that they got going on, and they use that hashtag, it's going to create what is called foot traction. And that is going to allow all the other content with that particular hashtag to start moving up the algorithm, which that also helps bring more eyes and awareness on the topic and on the trend, which means that other platforms and other podcasts and all of these other things will start to understand that and then reach out to these impacted families, right? And get them on their platform, which will help move the information around so that a lot of these people can be held accountable that is responsible for a lot of these people being unalive. Now, we understand that in our community, we like to gather around people who are, you know, inflicted pain by law enforcement, or especially by white law enforcement, especially in our community. But a lot of times, some of these impacted families are not just dealing with law enforcement. If most of it has something to do with law enforcement, let's be honest. Even if it ain't the law enforcement that's responsible for the unaliving, a lot of times the law enforcement are responsible for the way they respond to people being unalived, depending on who it is and what they do and what they talk about and what body cams pick up and footage and things that they don't even care that gets out to the parents and the people, because that's how much of a disregard they have for the human life of that person. But just imagine, y'all, once these impacted families, and there's a lot of them, and what I mean by there's a lot of them, and let me tell you, a lot of the names that people know about is only because these people speak up, not because it's everyone. It's not everyone. A lot of people have lost people, and people have been unalive, and they have not been able to deal. They have not been able to fight. They have not been able to keep moving on. They have really been destroyed. Their world has been terrible. I mean, and, you know, torn all the way apart based on the person that they lost. And they don't have the same fight in them. They don't have the same, let me get this out. They just took whatever was said. They knew the details. And then what they do is they put it in God's hands. Like, you know, we have a lot of people out here who do that particular thing where they say, yo, I'm going to give it to God. God going to handle it for me. And I believe that wholeheartedly, right? Like, I believe that God is going to handle it for you. I also believe that, you know, for a lot of us that go through certain things, there is a certain thing called accountability. And there's nothing wrong with you as a person that has been done something wrong to make sure that these people understand what they've done to you and hold them accountable, which is something that we talk about on this platform often, is about the accountability of people, how they will not accept the accountability of the cause and effect method. You know, what they did is the effect of what happened, but they don't want to deal with that, right? Because everybody wants to be right. We talk about that on the platform too. But just imagine if all of the impacted families start putting up content and they start posting about impacted families using that particular hashtag. Not only that, starting to go on the platform and searching that hashtag first off. When they click on that hashtag and they see it, they start to share it. Right? They share it on their platforms. They share it on, especially if it's content that they're in, because all that's going to do is help it get more eyes and be able to become a trending topic, not a viral moment. We don't want a moment. We need people to understand this stuff has to stop. So I'm hoping that all of the impacted families that I've helped so far see this right here, and they get on the ball with every time they post, they make sure they use the hashtag impacted families. It doesn't matter if they're talking about their loved one, if they're talking about themselves and how they feel that day based on their life is different now because of they lost their loved one. They use that impacted family. Let's get in front of this now, because if we get in front of this now, we can be ready for this election season. You know, and not only that, I want to get back into the topic when I say we're going to talk about Juneteenth too. We're going to talk about these celebrations, because in Atlanta this past weekend, there was a Juneteenth festival. It was a festival, it was a parade, and it was a music festival, right? And a lot of the impacted families came together. They had a float. They had monuments in dedication to the people that they lost that were unalived due to police brutality. Some of them were pedestrian-based things. And we want to make sure that we don't forget that there have been innocent bystanders to just regular ignorant things that go on in the cities, like gang violence and stuff like that. People have lost people to that. Right? It's not just when somebody gets taken from somebody of authority. It'd be people right around you that will try to harm you and take things from you and causes families to have to go through what they go through. Right? So imagine, I'm telling y'all, and it's coming. I want all of y'all to mark this day. Right? Because when Juneteenth just passed and all these people got together and I felt that energy was there, right? And all of those people that came together to help each other grieve and get through and also bring awareness to their unalived one, right? But then I also thought about this too, you know, that is supposed to be a day considered where it's freedom and we are in America. And that was the day that we are supposed to be thankful for what they've given us. And then it all ties into what Juneteenth stood for. It also came with that whole topic of reparations, which a lot of people don't want to talk about because A, they don't want to talk about because it's too taboo, or B, they don't want to talk about because they feel like we're not going to get it as black and brown people or indigenous people. And then you got those so-called experts that be on mainstream media that saying, okay, well, if that's the case, then who's going to get it? Descendant of slave, because black people own slaves too. And I don't know why they think that whoever reparations is owed to, like we talking about whoever the master was. It don't matter who the master was, the slave master, whether they looked like the people that they enslaved or whether they did not. The fact of the matter is you got free labor and you were able to make money and make a living and pass this generational wealth down off of things that you have built off of the fact of free labor. No, I'm not saying that you didn't have to pay for the person that you got. We know that people were sold. We also know people were stolen too. And not only that, we also understand that throughout this whole thing that we consider Juneteenth, when they were supposed to, when the slaves were supposed to have understood that they were free, it was a lot of them that didn't know why, because it wasn't something that people did like 4th of July. Right? Why do you think that only now in the more recent years that Juneteenth is even considered a holiday? Right? It's only considered a holiday to pacify. And I know some people will say on the other side will be like, damn, you know, we can't do nothing, right? Y'all gonna complain about what it is and what it ain't. And it's like, nah, if we speak in the truth, we shouldn't be able to, we shouldn't have to feel like it's complaining because we speak in the truth. We know what Juneteenth is. We understand that. But we understood that that was only a step into really reclassifying slavery, because now slavery is different. They found a different way to enslave us. Now, a lot of it is our fault at this particular day and age because we have information at the palm of our hand and we're still in the same cycle. But the way that it was set up was all deliberate. Because I have some videos tonight, and I got one I want to show y'all, and I want to talk about that, because we're talking about slavery, right? We're talking about people who feel like they have the right to enslave people and to make people do what they want them to do because they feel like they have that right to. Because, see, here in modern-day times, man, we have people who are really living like this. And not everybody gets these reports like these particular people got reported on, which, you know, they got told on, and it became national news, right? But not enough to where people are really understanding, because it was right before Juneteenth, right after Father's Day, right before Juneteenth, that we find out that still here in America that people feel like slavery is okay. And they still have people as slaves. And let me do this. So I'm gonna share my screen with y'all tonight, right? Because we want to make sure that I give y'all the information straight from the people and not just make it sound like I'm just up here just talking, right? Because I just want to talk about things. Now, I'm going to give y'all a news report. So we're going to watch the video, and I want y'all to give me y'all reaction in the comments, right? Let me know how y'all feel about it once I show it to y'all. So let me get this to y'all. Let me present my screen because I want y'all to know that, this is not just talk from me, okay? I want y'all to know that. This is real, all right? So look, all right, this is one of the latest news reports that have gone out, and I want y'all to just pay attention to this. I know some of y'all may have saw this, but I think a lot of people haven't, so check this out.
Today, after Kanawha County deputies said two teens were found locked inside a barn. Hannah Klein breaks down the investigation after deputies say they received a 911 call from someone concerned about the kids.
A stunning find in Sissonville has led to the arrest of two adoptive parents.
You're being charged with a felony, child neglect, creating risk of injury.
Donald Lance and Jean Whitefeather now in jail as their children are now with CPS. It started on Monday when deputies got a call just before 6 o'clock in the evening. The two children were being locked in a barn at this home on Cheyenne Lane in Sissonville.
They weren't able to locate any guardians or parental figures or anybody around the residence or the barn, and started having a conversation with two children that were inside the barn.
Deputies eventually forced their way into the barn, where they said they found a 16-year-old girl and 14-year-old boy inside a 20 by 14 foot room. Investigators say the teens had no way to get out of the shed with no running water, no bathroom. The girl told deputies their parents had brought them food around 6 o'clock that morning, but said her and her brother weren't allowed in the house and were locked in the barn for long periods every day. Eyewitness News spoke to neighbors who were afraid to go on camera, but claim multiple families called police about the children's safety several times, and they are thankful they are now safe.
Well, I mean, it's a pretty bad case. I mean, it's you know, any type of situation like this, it's not really comparable. A horrific condition, like, it's just not how you want or how you would even expect children to be raised or been taken care of.
Lance and Whitefeather eventually showed up at the home. They're now charged with child neglect, creating substantial risk of injury. The mother admitted the children were left in the shed, but reportedly told deputies they, quote, liked it.
They're trying to, you know, get the children back in better living conditions, better placement. And the detectives will continue to investigate and build this case.
In Sissonville.
All right. So I want y'all, like I said, I wanted y'all to see it and hear it from the horse's mouth, man. Like right now, to this day, they have people who are keeping people as slaves. And then, you know, think about this, though, y'all. You know, they still haven't gave out details as to what they were doing with the children in this barn. Why were they in the barn? Why were they even there, period? Why adopt children just to do that to them so you can keep them in a barn or something or feel like they don't belong in your house? But you adopted them, right? And that's the sad thing about this society. There's people out here who got enough money to do certain things and only so they can abuse and take advantage of other people. Now, remember, y'all, this is reports that's coming out. This is based around, you know, this time of Juneteenth when we're supposed to be celebrating the fact that there's freedom that was given. And now when we think about it, who was given the freedom? It's still happening to this day, right? But that's not the only thing. You know, I kind of want people to get it in their mind, too, as well, that, you know, this whole thing about freedom and stuff like that, right? We got to remember, you know, there are people who forget, right, that you are a person that was supposed to be owed something if you're a descendant of a slave. And this is this thing that they talked about, this 40 acre and the mule. Now, we got to talk about this because it goes along with Juneteenth, right? 40 acres and a mule was promised to freed slaves, right? For their service, their, you know, everything that they did, the brutality that they faced, the genocide that they faced, you know, and a bunch of other reasons why, right? But what happened to that? Because now I realize that, you know, in this day and age, we're so much divided that we forget what was owed to us because we think that somewhere along the line that that was over with, that's old. When right now you can barely say anything about a Jewish person, even though some of the people who are speaking don't even know that they're Jewish themselves, especially when it comes to people who look like me, right? Well, you can't say nothing about them without them bringing up the Holocaust or without calling you anti-Semitic or anything else based on the genocide that took place in their life. Not saying that it's not a genocide taking place over there in Israel right now, but we ain't going to talk about that. We're going to let that go, right? But we are going to talk about the fact that there's certain people that are in or certain races of people that are together in their plight of saying, like, this happened to us. This is why this was owed to us, and we're going to stand up and we're going to represent and we're going to demand that we're given what we get. But we're so divided that we don't demand the things that we're owed, and they're allowed to continue to do it. Just think about it. There's so many people right now who's not paying attention to the economy. They are purposely trying to crash the U.S. dollar. Y'all heard what happened with Saudi Arabia over there. They're not using the U.S. dollar as the standard anymore to trade for their oil. They're trying to align with BRICS. So that's one of the things. Now, we don't even, like, we can actually live off of free energy right here. We don't need to be buying their oil and stuff in the first place, right? We got enough here that if we just drilled here, that it could supply everything over here, that we don't need it over there, whether they do that or not, because we don't need to buy oil from them, even if they do decide to do that. But then in this administration, that's not the game plan, right? But the game plan is for them to crash the U.S. dollar. So if the U.S. dollar crashes, then what they're going to do? Think about this, y'all. They've been printing up all this money, sending this stuff overseas, whether it been Ukraine or whether it been Israel, right? But these people that they send it to, what they do, these people buy assets, right? Or they take that money and they turn around and they spend it with the military industrial complex, right? They buy the weapons from the U.S. that U.S. sends the money over there. So they recycle. So then what the people do over here that the money actually comes to, because it doesn't go to the government. It goes directly to the people who got hands in what is being sold. It's an industry. Right. So then they are the ones who go up and buy assets with the dollars that's being recycled in. Then they go buy those assets. And guess what they're going to do? They're going to be the ones that's going to take them assets and sell it for and turn them assets into digital currency, which is going to be what everybody is going to be on, right? Digital currency, because they want to be able to control your money, your spending, and what you can and cannot do. And then as they sell these assets, they're going to be rich all over again without the U.S. dollar. We talking about all the elites and all the people that's in these high places now. But you guys can get in front of that now if you just pay attention to crypto. Because somebody told y'all a lie, because crypto is decentralized. I mean, no government can own it. That means that if you guys start doing the research and realizing, no, not all cryptocurrency is for spending, because it's called currency. It's not for spending. Some things are for a store of value, like Bitcoin. Bitcoin is for a store of value. Bitcoin is not for you to go out there and spend and buy things with Bitcoin. Yeah, you could trade with Bitcoin if you want to, but that's not what it's for. You can just invest in Bitcoin and let it do what it's due, and then you can live off of like residuals and little money and interest and stuff like that off of that, where you don't even got to pull out money from nowhere else. That's one thing. Then if you think about the other currencies, yeah, they're for like spending regular things like buying and, you know, old goods and all that. But then bam, imagine if you control your own, right? There's nobody could tell you what to spend. If the government says, yo, I ain't messing with you because you don't have what we have, you wouldn't need it because you got your own. You could still spend. If they say, yo, you can't spend here, then what would you need? You got your own. You could buy your own land. You could have your own properties, and you can grow your food, and then anything else that you eat and want to do, you can still do. You still be able to travel. What they gonna say? You can't travel? You can afford to travel. right? So everything is there, and it just gives you more freedom, and you have the access to do that right now if you pay attention. But I'm telling y'all, watch the signs and the signals. They're not just printing money and sending it over there for no reason. They're going to try to use hyperinflation to crash the dollar. So if they use that to crash the dollar, why are you guys not paying attention to that now? Like taking your cash. They want you to be stuck. Look, they don't care about drug dealers. Right? They don't care about kingpins. They don't care about cats who are sitting up there holding bricks of money to their face. They don't care about that, because when they crash that dollar, all them bricks ain't going to mean shit. And if you still are in a place where you got to trade with common everyday people with money because you decided that that's the route you want to go, like the Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome type of scenario where everybody going to be living in, like, it's going to be this place where you got to use the old money to be able to trade and shit. Like, it's going to come back. It ain't going to come back. Remember, technology is 20, 30 years ahead or whatever they're showing us right now. So trust me, once that dollar go away, it's not going to come back. It don't matter how often we try to use it to trade out here. They showed y'all in these movies, like with, you know, Leave the World Behind, where people were still trying to trade off for money for different things. Like when everything cut back on, the money, the actual dollar is going to be back worth something. It is not. That shit is finito. Once it's done, it's done. You guys are going to have to turn that shit back on. If the power and all that stuff go out, when everything cut back on, it'll be on your phone. Whatever your money is or whatever that is, it's going to be digital. That dollar cash, and it won't matter, and it's not going, it ain't going to matter. But for you guys right now that's getting that, that's in the know now, you'll be able to get in front of that. Now, I'm talking about freedom still because of the whole theme of Juneteenth. That's why I'm talking about freedom. Financial freedom is one of the ways to the rest of your freedom as well, right? So pay attention. Right? Because what I want y'all to understand too is why if we organize and we come together, it's a lot of things. Remember earlier, I said if the impacted families organize and come together and start posting on all of these social media platforms using the hashtag impacted families, we can become a trending topic. And I'm saying we because I allow the platform is open for them, become a trending topic where it could really gain some traction and these people could get what they need. Some people are facing a statute of limitations on their situations. We want to get that going as quick as possible. The quickest way to that is to use social media. And the quickest way to understand that is not to worry about the viral moment, but to become a trending topic. We understand that. So imagine if we all come together and demand what we, it's not hard to find out if you're the descendant of a slave. First of all, you just check your the last name. First of all, as a person that looks like me, whether you call yourself African-American, black, blah, 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 whatever it is that you call yourself, because none of those things make us a race. But if you think about it, use your last name as a base to start. Trace your last name backwards. You'll get to who you are. And then if somebody married to somebody that got the name from this person, that's easy to track, to go back and figure that out too. Or you could skip all that and do your DNA. There's AfricanAncestry.com where you can go ahead and get that particular part. And then for men, understand, there's no need for you to get the DNA test that has to do with the chromosome that your dad come through. You might as well do the matriarchal one because the woman's DNA is the most pure. That's the one that's the less tainted. Remember, they're the ones that bear the children. So if any rape got done to them, whatever the children came out, bear whatever the person that did it to them, not the mom itself. So remember that. You know, the woman's DNA is amazing and it's powerful, but that's a whole other story. But you could cut the chase and you could figure that out too as well. And you could trace it back and you could find out exactly. So, but imagine if everybody that came together, even the people that are white, that were slaves, that descendants of slaves too. Come on, yo. Some people look white, but they're not necessarily white by DNA. They just don't know it yet because they haven't done their DNA. They be 45 or 50% African, but their skin look white because of different things and the way genetics work with our people. We create all different shades of people. So, you know, I just want y'all to understand there's a way for us to find that out. You just got to be willing to find that out. But let's think about this 40 acres and the mule shit for a second. Because technically that was something that was old and demanded. Not something that somebody said it was just an idea. This is something that was old. And not only that, it was something that was given to a few people. but it also was taken from them as well, too. And I bet a lot of people don't know that. And it's descendants of those families that don't understand that, yo, check this out. Somebody come and did some shit that belonged to your family. They never really purchased it like that. They purchased it under false pretenses. You could figure that out and get that back. But then there's a lot of people, like I said, it's the power of coming together. So let me play this video for y'all because I got one for y'all. I'm going to share my screen with y'all again because I want y'all to get this from the horse's mouth. Now, remember, we're still talking about freedom out here. We're still talking about freedom, right? So let me share my screen with y'all again, right? So y'all can get this vibe right here because it's a real vibe, right? All right, let's do this.
So a lot of folks have heard this phrase, right? 40 acres and a mule. As you say, a lot of people thought, okay, this just never happened. And your reporting is called 40 acres and a lie. What's the truth behind this program? What do people not know?
What people don't know is that it wasn't just a promise that was broken. People were received land titles. We found more than 1,250 people who got land titles, men and women. They picked out their plots of land, mostly on the plantations where they were enslaved. Actually, not everyone got 40 acres, which is another misconception. It was up to 40 acres. And then people were living there. They were planting their crops. They were selling them in Savannah. Some of them formed governments. They elected a sheriff. They were living their lives, and they lived there for like up to a year and a half before they were kicked off.
How did they get kicked off the land that the government gave them?
Basically, because Lincoln was assassinated. I mean, they had promised this land. They gave land titles. The government said, this is yours. You deserve it. You're going to keep it. But Congress needed to make those titles permanent. They had a majority in Congress who were willing to do it. But Andrew Johnson, he was the vice president. He was a white supremacist. He sided with the planters who wanted their land back. And he vetoed every effort to make those land titles permanent.
You did a little more research to talk about the value of the land. This is an important part of your reporting here. One 4-acre lot that you identified in Jacksonville, Florida, based on a sale last year, that it would today, 40 acres would be worth $2.5 million there. It's not just the land that was lost here in your reporting. Tell me about what else you found.
Yeah, well, just that generational wealth that wasn't passed on. You know, this 40 acres land was all the coast. It's like expensive coastal real estate. We found gated communities, golf courses, and restaurants, incredibly valuable lands. This is wealth that was not passed on. And that's kind of what we're trying to show was the impact. This is not a history lesson only. It's the impact on people who are alive today.
So
okay, so now y'all get where I'm coming from about this, right? Like, you, as a person of color, you can walk around here all you want. Now, remember, I'm not trying to get y'all to rally and do all this other stuff. I just want to be the person that sparked the conversation, that you guys actually put this in your head and think about this. This 40 acres and a mule thing was something that was promised to you. And as much as you want to walk around here and feel like, oh man, I ain't worried about that, they ain't gonna give us nothing and all that other stuff, the reason why they're not is because of that, and because we've allowed these other people to tell us who we are like we don't know. We are not African Americans. Like, I'm sorry, all of us didn't come over here on no boat. Now, did the origination of a lot of people come out of Africa? Yeah, I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that people don't have ties and heritage to Africa, but I also have done my history. I hope a lot of y'all have too, and understand that there were great kings like King Mansa Musa who circumvented the globe way before any European. You got to remember the Moors, even if the Spanish, the European Moors, these were black people. These people were the ones that was responsible for civilizing those in the Caucasus Mountains and in Europe and all these other things. That's why when you go over there, you'll see that they have statues of these Moors that are African people, that are black people. So listen, let's just say this, and they wasn't walking. These people were very knowledgeable, skillful, and these people had boats, ships, they had armadas, they had everything. These people traveled, right? And we traveled. And just remember, even after the Great Flood, if you guys do any type of history at all, if you think about the scriptures, if you are a Christian, then you are a person that I know, if you are a Christian, that went and studied the scriptures that they used to create the Bible. I know that y'all did that, and y'all know exactly where the scriptures come from, right? I know y'all did that. So if y'all did that, then y'all know that a lot of the stuff that was in the scriptures came from who they considered a person called Thoth. Now remember, Thoth was responsible for re-civilizing everything or getting civilization back after the flood, the deluge, however you want to call it. And remember, they got so much remnants and information about a flood through so many different civilizations and people of history and culture that can go back and help you to understand in this place over here that didn't know this person and know that person all had the same story about what happened. It was a great flood, right? And so after that, they was talking about that. And even then, remember, Thoth was sent to go to different places and recreate what they did in Kemet, which was Africa, what they considered Egypt and all this other stuff. So he went to different places. Why do you think they got pyramids and so many? It's more pyramids over here than it is in Africa, right? And so he took a bunch of people over there with him. So even them, and then let's talk about the richest man who ever lived, and ain't nobody still ain't reached his status yet, was King Mansa Musa. And he was African, and he was a king. He was a great king. He was supposed to be one of the descendants of Atlantis, right? This guy was everywhere with his armada and his fleet and dropping off money and dropping off gold and all this other stuff everywhere he went. So it was people already here. The indigenous people, what they call the Indian people over here, was not the red man with the straight hair that they talk about. Remember, those are the people that integrated, that came down from, you know, the Eskimos and stuff that came down that helped in the war. They the ones that integrated with the Africans that created these people that look like that. But listen, we understand that. It was a bunch of people already over here. You know what I mean? That looked like us, and it was us, and we were the Indians. Remember, we were those people that they called indigenous and Indian and all that other stuff here already. So everybody wasn't brought over here. It doesn't mean that you wasn't enslaved and didn't get caught up in different scenarios, because we know what they did. They killed all the men that was fighting and strong. They murdered a lot of people with diseases, first and foremost, before they weakened the whole East Coast with diseases, first and foremost. Remember, chemical warfare has been used against us for the longest, right? So what I'm saying to y'all is that even in the pursuit of understanding what Juneteenth, I hope I didn't come off as negative, right? I hope I didn't. I hope I didn't come off as a person that is pessimistic, because I'm not. What I'm trying to do is hope that this sparks a conversation with all of y'all out there to say to yourself, right, if we are granted a certain type of freedom and promised a certain type of thing, why are we not all collectively asking for that said thing? Not even asking, demanding that said thing, right? Everybody has this idea where it should go, how it should go, who should get it, who should be in charge. Like, nobody should be in charge of it. It should be what it is. And like I told y'all before, what makes it so hard for them to give us reparations, because it wouldn't be that they had to give us something that they create. They would have to give us things back that they took. Makes it a whole lot different than what other people have received or other races of people have received as far as reparations. You know what I mean? For us, they have to give shit back. And a lot of things that will be given back, a lot of these Fortune 500 companies are on this land. These are skyscrapers that are on land that are owned or that belong to people who were enslaved people. Think about that. It's banks, all kind of institutions, strip malls, and all of these things on top of land that belongs to indigenous people. Like, think about that. And we'll just go past that and say the descendants of slaves. I'm just going to say that then, just in case somebody wants to be like, no. So, for those of y'all that watch tonight, and for those of y'all that watch the playback, remember, understand that I'm only sitting up here talking to y'all from a person who is saying to y'all, think about these things, y'all. Right? Don't allow yourself to be fooled and tricked with all of the distractions that's going on out there. There are policies that are being put in place. There's a draft that has just came up and been mandated because of the way the military, it has its lowest amount of people enlisting in the world because of the U.S. government. And they are saying to you that, yeah, your children from 18 to 26 are going to be automatically drafted. They don't have a draft right now, but it's going to be like insurance, that if they need y'all, they're going to just pull y'all in automatically to go fight. And you got to think about it. They're on the precedence of what they consider a World War III. And I always told myself, and I talked to other people too, like, you know, Putin and what's going on with China and all these other people, like, you know, these guys, these are men, right? And they all have egos. And so they're going to go through and use their power, right, in order to overthrow and try to gain up on advantage on each other. But the one thing I always told them, like, listen, if you guys want to get back in America, if that's what y'all want to do, all y'all got to do is give colored people money. All y'all got to do is find all the people that's out here that's colored. Y'all find out what their bank accounts is. Y'all can hack everything else and just start dropping money in this shit. That'll change up a whole lot of things, because we all know that one thing that America don't mind doing, they'll fight or not fight, depending on what's going on in the world and best their interest. But we know right here on its own people, oh, they'll do their own people dirty as shit. You know that. If you live in America, you know they'll do you dirty. They let, I don't know how many immigrants, millions of people come over here and gave them money, that people that lived here all their life worked and contributed, and they couldn't get that. And they just gave America, if nothing else, America will, that's one thing that America will do. They will shit on their own people. They put it in movies. Look at The Purge and look at that whole shit that Obama did with Leave the World Behind. Look at all that shit. They showing y'all. They don't give a fuck. They will turn on their own people. And it's not that America is not the greatest country in the world. You know, it is. It's just that the people in charge of it have no, they have no, you know, they want this shit destroyed. And it kind of makes you think, like, if the people that's even in charge are even human, like, they can't be. Because the way that they got this thing set up, they got it set up for people to be destroyed, for people to die. The pharmaceutical company is running amok. Do you know they are food? A lot of the products that we get sold over here is banned in over 30 countries throughout the world. They will not even accept these products in their country that we are, that they give us to consume. I was thinking about when I had the Eugene Myrick on the show last week, and he was talking about school lunches and stuff and how they have programs that is really picking and choosing if kids can eat or not based on their income. You know, a lot of inner city kids' parents can't afford for them to pay for school lunch. So they just send their kids to school, right? They don't pack lunch for them, and they don't, you know, get enough money, because, you know, if you work in and you make over a certain amount of money, you don't get government assistance, right? If you have a man in the home, you don't get government assistance, right? And so if there's a single parent out there struggling, she might just be, or he might just have money enough to pay for all the bills, make sure they eat, you know, at night and whatever, but not necessarily have money that they could give them where they could pay for lunch. But think about the lunch that they are giving. It's all processed food. It's not like they got the people in there actually cooking food to give to the students. They are actually giving them processed food. Food that's been delivered, that's frozen, processed, that's warmed up, heated up, microwaved, or whatever. That's what they're giving your children in school anyway. So even when you're paying for it, you're getting a bunch of crap for your children. And then you wonder why your children have so many attitudes and they fight and all these other things, because it's chemicals that's in this food that you guys are consuming. And I know a lot of y'all might be checking for me right now thinking I'm bullshitting about the things that they put in your food, but don't worry about it. We got more shows coming, and I got more videos for y'all coming where I'm going to show y'all the people that are actually doing the investigations and showing y'all. Like, listen, look, they're poisoning y'all, and you don't have to be poisoned. So it's not like they're forcing it down y'all throat. They're not forcing these Cheetos and all these other processed foods down y'all throat. They're just putting it in front of y'all, and they're just putting it in really bright packaging and making it attractive for you guys. And you guys are buying it because you guys feel that way. There's so many people out here who are proud to be unhealthy. Like, they're proud to be overweight and unhealthy. They don't care. They're proud of it, because if you say something about it, they'll say that you body shaming versus you saying that you're concerned about their health. because if you're overweight, you can't be healthy. I don't care about all that. Oh, I'm big boned and all that other stuff. I get it. If your genetics cause you to be this type of person, that's who you are. But you would eat a certain way, right? And it will reflect in your lifestyle if you're healthy or not, regardless of your size. So you can't necessarily say that. So what we saying to y'all is that we are being run amok over here, and thank God for people like give out information. And it's, you know, and thank God for people who are not afraid to speak up, you know, in spite of whatever the repercussions, because I personally have been, you know, shadow banned, if so to say, or suppressed. Let's just say suppressed. My content has been suppressed a lot because of the nature of the things that we've been talking about and the people I've been having on and things like that. That's why it's imperative for the people that have been on my show that when they see clips and I tag them in it, that they share these clips. They don't just share it one time. They share it every chance they get. I don't care if they share it once a week. They can share it once a day. Because I have multiple clips of different people that have come on the show. They can easily do that. Go back to my YouTube channel if they want to and share their whole interview or their whole conversation with me, right? To continue to keep it going. What we want is the momentum. Again, if people learn even from the micro level, not macro, but micro, even from the micro level to work together, it will expand to people being able to work together on bigger and better things, developing that trust to really gain the freedom that we're looking for. And for some of y'all, the justice that you're seeking, it takes for you to be just as diligent as anybody else when it comes to social media. Share the content, use the hashtags, understand what trending topic is versus viral moment, right? Understand this and be willing to go all the way out. It's cool that people are angry and they're ready to fight for anything and they're ready to let the world know how they feel about things, but it's also imperative for you to not take advantage of when other people are helping you as well. So whenever that comes about, do the same thing. Do not take it for granted. You guys get out here, share the content, support, like, comment, even if you use emojis. Remember, you can use emojis. If you don't know what words to say, use the praying hand. Use the yo, I'm feeling you, right? Use the 100 sign. I don't care what you do. You can make it so you can help things go to where you need it to go. Listen, remember, we're looking for freedom and we're looking for justice. And we cannot get that unless we all work together. So I need all of y'all out there to remember that. Work together. Be willing to work together. Be willing to be that people that said, listen, I'm going to demand what's for me, right? I'm going to demand it. I'm not going to ask for it. I'm not going to beg for it. I'm going to demand it. And I'm going to get the information needed so I can help free my own self. And it starts with freeing this up here. I need all of y'all to free that stuff up here, right? Get to it. Remember, there's nobody coming to save us. You understand what I'm saying? Remember, they got more fake UFOs that they've been re-engineering than there are real ones out here. There are a bunch of real ones out here. Just trust me. But there's a bunch of fake ones too. So be on the lookout for all of that stuff, right? Be on the lookout for the way they're going to try to maneuver and get around this thing. Be on the lookout for if there don't be an election. Be on the lookout. Speaking of election, Thursday night, the first presidential debate. Pay attention. If you don't pay attention to politics, then the people who do pay attention to politics are going to be people who are always going to be able to control you. I don't want to hear all that, but I'm a Republican, I'm a Democrat. No, you're not. If you are a person of color, you ain't neither one. You just follow what everybody else do. You're not a Democrat or you're a Republican, because the Democrats that's in office right now, they've been in here for the last 4 years, and what have they done for you? And then if you want to say about a Republican and they ain't done nothing for you too, okay, bet. But we can always pick up on the independent end. We can always get the people that we need in those places to run for those things that we need if we stand behind them. But one thing about the people of color, we make all this money, we spend all this money, but we don't own anything. We don't own enough industry for us to back people that we need to back, like the pharmaceutical industry, the film industry, the music industry, right? All of them is owned by the same people. And you know what? We're going to get into that. I got more information for y'all, right? I got way more information that I'm going to give to y'all. Not tonight, but it's coming. I want y'all to stay locked in with Sparking Conversation, right? Not only am I going to have interesting people on here that we're going to have conversations with, I'm also going to give y'all this information because y'all got to know this, right? Because this is how you make sound decisions if you know all of the information. That's how you make the right decision. You can't make decisions off of not knowing. And you can't just let and take people's word for it, not even mine. That's why I always give y'all the source. I show y'all the video, and I always say, do the research. Do the research for yourself. Don't take my word for it if you don't feel, but I want to spark the conversation. Sparking conversation. Spark the conversation for you guys to get out there and do the work. Don't play with yourself. You got a good 10 years before AI completely takes over certain industries. And if you're a part of those industries, you got a good 10 years to change your life. Why wouldn't you want to get ahead of that right now? Right now. You know, not later, not when it's too late. It's just like a person who loses their job, then they start looking for one. Like, no, you knew that your job was on the way out, or if you did not know, we know that happens too. But we also know that if you have one job, it's close to not having none. You gotta have multiple hustles. If you're a grown man out here, there's no such thing as you having one job. You gotta have multiple hustles or streams of income, because having one job is as close to having none. So let's not get caught up in that. The hustle, it should be a part of you if you're a man, period. You should be a hustle. The hustle should be in you no matter what. I don't want to hear none of that. You can't be walking around here just thinking, oh, you got your kids. If you're a single dad and you only got time to work one job because you got your children, I bet. That's one thing. But we got to learn some other type of trade or skill. We got to learn how to market, or we got to learn how to invest. We got to learn some other type of skill to help bring in money. If you're buying stuff for your children, learn what companies that you're buying from. See if they got a dividend. If they got a dividend, buy the stock. If they got the stock, make sure you go shop at those stores, because every time you shop at those stores, that helps you get that money back that they pay in dividends, whether quarterly. Some people pay it quarterly. Some people pay it twice a year. I don't know. It just depends on the company, but that's money given to you. That means that all year you've been spending money, making money, and then they're going to give you money so you can go ahead and get the products like you're getting it for free. It's a play. But remember, do the research. I'm not financial advice. I'm not a financial advisor. I'm just somebody who reads and does research and not afraid to try. So I'm saying to y'all the same thing, all right? So before I get out of here, I want to make sure that y'all understand that today's show, we wanted to talk about Juneteenth. We wanted to talk about freedom, and I wanted you guys to really get it locked in your head about organization and coming together. All of the people that are impacted families, y'all got to come together. Y'all got to start using that hashtag, impacted families, and then we got to start moving as a unit. We got to start moving this stuff around and take over. We have to be able to take over social media. We have to become a trending topic. This is election season. We have to become a trending topic. We can no longer look for viral moments. We got to become a trending topic. So that means that for every day that a person looks up there, they need to see impacted families as one of the top trending topics. And that's how it works. I don't care if it's only 10 families. If 10 families plus me every day is sharing and contemplating and making sure that we're moving this hashtag around, and on, especially on places like Facebook, Instagram, y'all on X, Twitter, whatever, you know, it used to be called Twitter, it's X now. And fan base. Remember, fan base is a black-owned, well, minority-owned social media platform who doesn't allow advertisers. So there's no, you're not banned, you can't get shadowed. It's completely freedom of speech, right? Just like X. Complete freedom of speech. So if these other platforms are suppressing you, that's fine. We're on X and we're on Fanbase. I'm letting y'all know that right now. So if Facebook and Instagram is bothering y'all, and YouTube, if they're bothering y'all, if they're suppressing it, if they don't want to do it, if they're flagging your account, that's fine. Create an account on X, create an account on Fanbase, and we're over there too. And we're moving and shaking over there too, and we will get this information out. And remember, X is more effective at touching people than all the rest of the platforms. Yeah, sure, some of the other platforms got more people, like Facebook got more than everybody. But Twitter/X is the most effective when it comes to news. It's the quickest place where you get the news from on X. So we over there. I just want y'all to know that. So until next week, y'all, I want y'all to hold it down out there. Understand that I am your boy, Rob One. This is Sparking Conversation, and I'm so thankful that each and every one of y'all joined us tonight. For all of y'all that jumped on, man, thank y'all, man. You know what I'm saying? And just remember, each and every week, we're going to have these topics, and we're going to keep going, and I'm going to keep giving this information out, all right? I bet. So until next week, y'all. All right, hold it down out there. Don't hurt nobody. And remember, if you don't believe in yourself, nobody else will. So until next week, peace.